Henna Björk, The Red Team, by Christian Rönnbacka. Translated by Christian London. Read by Michael Magellati. Copyright by Christian Rönnbacka, 2024. Audiobook published by Bazaar. Recorded at Book Brothers in Helsinki, 2024. Paris. Kim Heikkilä woke, naked and startled, in the largest suite of the luxury three-story apartment. A siren was howling somewhere nearby. He stared at the ceiling, trying to remember exactly where he was. He could taste the dregs of the cybersecurity seminar in his mouth, and coppersmiths were hammering in his head. He searched his memory for any recollections of the previous day and came up short. Fumbling for his phone, his hand struck something slimy, and he reflexively jerked it back. He rolled over and saw a used condom next to him in the king-sized bed. An image of two dark-haired beauties flashed through his mind. His business partner, Adam, had egged him on, encouraging Heikkilä to order in the woman as a consolation for the divorce that had been finalized the week before. Heikkilä ignored the thickness in his head, forced himself to his feet, and walked over to the miniature safe in the armoire. He tapped in the code and the safe opened, revealing his passport, wallet, and phone. He let out a sigh of relief. He hadn't lost anything. Heikkilä glanced at his wrist to check the time and discovered it was bare. His three-year-old smartwatch hadn't disappeared with the young woman, had it? He took his phone and went into the bathroom, rummaged through his toiletry bag, and popped two ibuprofen tablets from the blister pack. He gulped them down with a glass of water and studied his face in the mirror. Fortunately, his presentations and meetings were over. There was no way a face like this would get a company listed on the stock exchange. His partners, Adam and William, had flown back to London right after the seminar, while Heikkilä had stayed in the rented flat to have some quality time to himself. He rinsed his face with cold water, but it did nothing to improve the view in the mirror. Hangdog face or not, a future millionaire was looking back at him, as the app he'd developed had swelled from a small startup into a real cash cow whose expansion into international markets was now only a matter of time. NXT Destination worked according to the same logic as travel apps like Trivago and Hotels.com, but it only targeted 5% of their customers, those with a taste for luxury, who also boasted green values and unlimited travel budgets. The destinations were swanky, their least expensive, similar to the one where he'd just woken, €1,000 a night and upwards. NXT Destination compensated the carbon footprint of every trip purchased through the app, and customers valued being able to pay to silence their pangs of conscience. Although the app was just one startup among myriad travel apps, it had begun trending quickly, and, as word hit the grapevine of the elite, investors and partners had practically stuffed money into Heikkilä's and his partners' pockets at a rate that would have horrified weaker souls. Heikkilä slipped into a plush robe and gold-colored slippers and headed downstairs to the kitchen. On the way, the black grand piano caught his eye. It suited the flat's decor as perfectly as every other meticulously considered detail. This is what his life had turned into since he'd become one of NXT Destination's shareholders. And naturally, the emissions generated by his trip had been compensated, down to the champagne he'd downed in the hot tub last night with his female companions. He congratulated himself on having made the leap from coding work he'd grown bored of to being a shareholder in an interesting startup. This project would provide development work for the rest of his life, if he wanted. He cracked a beer from the fridge and held his breath so he wouldn't smell it before gingerly taking a swig. It stayed down, and after half a bottle, he began to feel better. He drained the beer and took another from the fridge. When he stepped out onto the terrace, he noticed the hot tub was foaming and bubbling. Three champagne glasses stood on the tub's edge, along with the same number of empty bottles. After turning off the tub, he noticed the fourth bottle bobbing in the water. No wonder his head hurt and his throat was parched. Heikkilä walked over to